朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
为何基督徒会遭遇患难呢？
Why would Christians suffer?
难道神不保守他的儿女吗？
Why doesn't God save his children from evil?
这是我们经常问的问题。
This is a question we often ask.
今天早上我们要从以弗所书第三章前半段来看苦难的意义。
This morning we will study Ephesians, the first, chapter 3, the first half, to understand the meaning of suffering.
那我们首先复习一下第三章。一开始时候保罗说，我为传福音给你们做了监牢。
Let us first review Ephesians chapter 3. In the beginning, Paul said he was imprisoned for you.
保罗他为了传神的福音，结果被捉关入了监牢。
In order to preach gospel, Paul was arrested and put in jail.
他是负责要向外邦的人讲明福音的奥秘。
He was preaching the mystery of the Jesus gospel to Gentiles.
神的奥秘就是耶稣基督。
This mystery is Jesus Christ.
旧约的时代，所有的预言都指向弥赛亚。
All prophets in the Old Testament era pointed towards this Messiah.
直到神的第二个位格道成了肉身，来到世上，完成了救赎的大功。
Until the second person of Trinity God, the Word became flesh to come to this earth to accomplish this work.
叫所有相信他的人都能在他的里面成为一体，为天父的儿女。
So all those who believe him would become one, become Heavenly Father's children.
这个一体就是教会，乃是指着耶稣他的身体。
This one body is the body of Christ and is the church.
所以在教会不分是美国人、中国人、白皮肤、黑皮肤，我们都是弟兄姐妹。
So in the church, it doesn't matter if Americans or Chinese, blacks, whites, we are all brothers and sisters.
我们都拥有一个新的生命。
We all have a new life.
这个生命就是耶稣基督的生命。
This new life is life of Jesus Christ.
最终的目的是要我们都像耶稣基督。
The ultimate goal is for all of us to become like Jesus Christ.
所以保罗传扬这个福音，反而失去了他的自由。
So Paul was preaching this gospel, but he lost his freedom.
他被关在罗马的监狱中。
He was imprisoned in a prison in Rome.
但他没有失去信心，反而越发的坚定。
But he did not lose his faith. He was even more bolder.
在以弗所书第三章十二节这样的说：我们因信耶稣，就在他里面放胆无惧、笃信不疑的来到神面前。
So in Ephesians 3:12, it says.In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him.
其实自古以来，人都凭着本性在寻找上帝。
Actually, people from old ages started to seek God.
但是没有找到，反而找到了许多宗教来。
But they did not find God, they found many religions.
人把神变成了偶像的样式。
Man made God to become like
idols. Image of idols. 所以人找不到神，是因为人是有罪的，神是圣洁的。
people cannot find God because people are sinners and God is sinless.
所以有罪的人没有办法到圣洁的神面前。
So sinners cannot come to the holy God.
四千年前，神向一个人显现，就是亚伯拉罕。
4,000 years ago, God sent one person, that is Abraham.
神告诉他说，要在他的后代当中选他的一批子民，成为上帝的子民。
God told Abraham that he will make a nation out of him.
这一个信靠他的民族要预备将要来到的一位救世主。
And this nation will be worshiping God, and there will be a Messiah out of this group of people.
那又过了600年，神就借着摩西把以色列人带出了埃及。
600 years later, God uses Moses to bring the Israelites out of Egypt.
他们进入了迦南地，建立了一个以神为主的国。
They went into the land of Canaan and established a country that's worshiping God.
以色列人从摩西的律法中学到了要经过一个繁复的手术献祭才能够进到神的面前。
Through the law Moses gave, the Israelites had to go through a pretty elaborate procedure to give offering to God.
所以人若不遵守神的律法，那个结局就是毁灭。
So if people disobey the law, the result is destruction.
以色列人经历了这个痛苦的教训。
The Israelites went through this with their personal experiences.
所以在主前差不多第六个世纪，他们亡国了之后，他们就决定要非常严格的遵守摩西的律法。
So about 6,600 years before Christ,After the Israelite nations got destructed, they realized that they need to follow the law.
他们把摩西的律法编成613条，苦苦的遵守。
They made 613 detailed laws from Moses, and they follow all of them.
然后，主耶稣照着天父所预定的时间降世为人。
And then Lord Jesus came to this earth according to the time that God destined.
他被钉死在十字架上，担待了人的罪。
He was nailed on the cross and carried all our sins.
第三天，他从死里复活，成了人到神面前的桥梁。
The third day he resurrected, he became the bridge, become man to coming to God.
所以从此之后，人不必再献祭，就可以借着信耶稣而直接的进到天父的面前。
And from that point on, we do not need to give sacrifices. We can come to our Heavenly Father directly through Jesus.
因为那个通往上帝的门已经打开了。
Because that door towards God is open.
保罗用两个字来形容人到神面前的光景。
Paul used two words to express the situation when man comes to God.
第一就是放胆无惧。
The first is boldness.
不再害怕神会惩罚人，因为神已经答应在耶稣基督里要保全我们。
No need to be afraid of God's wrath because Jesus Christ has told us so.
那旧约所有的献祭，耶稣都替我们做成了。
All the sacrifices of the Old Testament has been accomplished by Jesus.
第二个字，他用笃信不疑。
The second word is belief with confidence.
就是我们对耶稣的一种真存的信心，不会改变，也不移动。
That is our faith to Jesus will not change.
是借着他，我们能够与神和好。
By whom we can reconcile with God.
其实信心就是这两样的表现。
Faith is actually manifested in these two things.
我孙女小的时候， 我把它放在沙发椅背上。
When pastor's granddaughter was young, he would put her on the sofa.
我叫她跳，她就跳。
He would ask her to jump, and she would jump.
那我赶紧要用手去接住她。
He would have to hold her.
因为她是放胆无惧，笃信不疑啊。
Because she was having boldness and confidence.
她的信心是够大的，但是我的信心不够啊。
Her faith in her grandfather was big, but pastor says his own faith is not big.
我如果接不住我的孙女，那个不是接不住儿子的问题哎。
If he cannot catch her, this is going to be a big problem.
啊，上帝就是要我们在耶稣基督里像孩子一样这样单纯的来信靠他。
God wants us to believe in Him through Christ, just like children.
这就是放胆无惧，笃信不疑。
This is having boldness and confidence.
尤其是在我们患难的时刻。
Especially when we are suffering.
刚才说，上帝为何不保护他的儿女？
We just asked this question, why doesn't God save His children from evil?
这是有原因的，保罗他用自己做囚犯这个经历来说明。
There's a reason, and Paul explained this by his own experience as a prisoner.
他说苦难是有必要的。
He said, suffering is necessary.
以弗所书第三章十三节，所以我求你们，不要因我为你们所受的患难上胆，这原是你们的荣耀。
So in Ephesians 3:13, he said, So I ask you not to lose heart over what I am suffering for you, which is your glory.
苦难是不可以避免的，因为我们是生活在一个充满苦难的世界。
We cannot avoid suffering because suffering is all over our lives.
不但有人的罪恶，还有魔鬼在那里煽风点火。
Not only there's man's sin, there are also the devil is also stirring things.
那问题是为何神会容许苦难临到他的儿女呢？
Then why would God allow suffering to come to his children?
那保罗的答案是为主受苦，为主受苦和一般受苦是不一样。
Paul's answer is that suffering for our Lord is different from other suffering.
因为为主受苦是上帝他作为当中的一部分。
Because suffering for our Lord is part of God's making.
保罗他传耶稣是基督，犹太人就认为他是大恶不可赦的罪人。
Paul was preaching to the Gentiles that Jesus is Christ, and the Jews thought that this is blasphemy.
曾经有四十多位犹太人他们同盟发誓说，如果我们不杀保罗，我们就不吃不喝，这是个大誓言呢。
There were 40 or so Jews who swore that if they don't kill Paul, they would not eat and drink.
啊，上帝就让一位罗马的千夫长派了470个人来保护保罗。
So God sent a Roman officer who brought 470 people to protect him.
他们把保罗从耶路撒冷连夜的送到了该撒利亚。
They took Paul over the night to from Jerusalem to Caesarea.
你看，信主的人与不信主的人都受苦，但是信主的人是为主受苦，就有主的保护。
So.Believers and not believers both will suffer, but those who believe will be protected by our Lord.
其实神不把苦难从我们生活中挪去，因为苦难是有意义的。
God does not take suffering away from our lives because suffering has meaning.
在圣经当中有二十多节经文说明了苦难的原因。
There are 20 or so verses in the Bible that explains the reasons for suffering.
那今天我们没有时间，我们只能讲四条。
We don't have enough time today. We can only talk about four.
啊，第一，患难使我们经历神的爱。
First, suffering help us to experience God's love.
在罗马书第五章第三到第五节，我们一起来念一二三，请。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。生命的成长都一定要经历苦难。
Every life has to suffer.
你看一个细嫩的树芽，它也要从土壤中挣扎地长出来。
A little seed, in order to grow, it has to go through the soil.
你看那一个小鸡，它破蛋而出，也是要经历许多挨冻挨饿的环境挑战。
The little chicken, when just get out of an eggshell, it has to suffer the coldness and possibly hunger.
我们的孩子长大也是要经过许多的病患，这是生命成长的原理。
Our children, when they grow up, they might go through some sickness. This is the principle of growth.
保罗给我们指出这个成长的过程，他说：“患难生忍耐。”
Paul gave us this point. Principle out to us, saying that suffering will result in perseverance.
那很多时候我们在患难中说，哎呀，受不了，受不了，到最后还是受过去了。
We often claim that during suffering, oh, we cannot stand this, but eventually we still went through.
那我们的那个耐力就增加了。
So our perseverance is enhanced.
然后他说，忍耐生老练。
Perseverance results in character.
老练就是变成了一种我们的性格。
Character is what is our character.
你看，你用这个磅秤能够称出你的体重。
Use a scale, you can weigh how much you weigh.
但是磅秤一定要放在地上，不能够悬在空中。
But the scale must be put on the ground, cannot be hang in the mid air.
其实磅秤并没有承受你的重量。他把你的重量就转到地上去了。
A scale did not actually take your weight; it actually transfers your weight into the ground.
那信靠主的人，就等于是磅秤放在主的身上，再大的压力都能够承担。
Those who believe in our Lord is just like putting a scale on the body of Christ. We can take any weight.
因为所有的困难都能够转移到耶稣的身上。
Because all difficulties can be transferred to Lord Jesus.
这个我们就变成了老练。
So this gives us character.
然后生出盼望。
This produces hope.
因为上帝是信实的，他一定会帮助我们度过苦难。
Because God is, holds his promises, he will help us to go through such suffering.
这个盼望不至于羞耻，意思是说他一定会成功。
This hope will help us not to be ashamed because it tells us that we will succeed.
那这样的依据是因为圣灵在我们的里面给我们这种信心。
Because the Holy Spirit is within us that gives us this faith.
当我们在苦难中受不了的时候，圣灵他用说不出的叹息为我们祷告。
When we are in suffering, the Holy Spirit will pray for us with sighs.
这里说，他会将上帝的爱浇灌在我们的心里面。
Here it says the Holy Spirit will be poured onto us.
有的时候我觉得苦难临到我们，就好像孩子们受管教是一样的。
When suffering comes to us, it's like just like children being disciplined.
可能刚开始的孩子，会觉得父母不爱我。
In the beginning, the child may think that the parents do not love him.
但慢慢长大，他就明白其实父母是很爱他。
But as he grows, he understands that parents love him a lot.
我小的时候很贪玩，不爱念书。
Pastor says when he was young, he was naughty, he did not like to study.
你们大概也看得出来。
You probably can tell.
所以我母亲常常 责罚我。
So his mother often disciplined him.
我中学还留了一级，没有读上高中。
When he was in middle school, he was actually being delayed for 1 year.
我认为玩乐比这个念书有意思。
He thought playing was more interesting than studying.
直到高中二年级呢，我遇到了耶稣，我真正信了主。
When he was in second year in high school, he met Jesus and he believed.
那我才开始认真的念书。
Then he started to study seriously.
大概也不笨吧，所以就念了一年半就进了大学。
So he pastor said he was not stupid. After 1.5 years, he went into college.
那等到我做了父亲，我才明白念书的重要。
When he became a father, he realized the importance of study.
那我也盯着我的孩子要念书。
So he also asked, made sure his children studies.
那我现在看我的孩子盯我的孙子念书，我就觉得他太残忍了。
Now seeing his children requiring his grandchildren to study, he thinks it's too much.
我就开始明白天父的爱，因为做父母的爱可以稍微的表达。
Pastor start to realize love from Heavenly Father, which can be seen from love of parents.
你看，只有我们经历了患难，我们才了解原来神让我们受患难是爱我们。
Only when we go through suffering, we realize that this because God is loving us.
因为他要与我们一同走过。
Because He will go through these with us together.
第二。患难要装备我们，能够去安慰别人。
The second meaning of suffering is it equips us for ministry to others.
哥林多前书第一章第四节，我们一起来念。来，我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那些遭各样患难的人。这里我们看到一个善的循环。
In this verse, we can see the circling of goodness.
我们在患难中信靠神，他帮助我们，然后我们就能够用神的安慰去帮助人。
In suffering, we believe we rely on our God who helps us. Then we can in turn help other people.
当然，我不能说我必须要经历过患难，我才能够帮助人。
Pastor says this doesn't mean that we have to go through suffering in order to help other people.
但是不可以否认，如果我经历了某种的患难，我对那种患难的体会就比较深刻，能够帮助受那患难的人。
But it is true that once you go through certain suffering, you understand this with deeper understanding that you can help other people better.
注意哈，这里不是说我必须离过婚，我才能够帮助离婚的人呢。
Pastor says we don't have to go through divorce in order to help people who are going through divorce.
他是说用神的安慰去帮助人，不是用我自己的安慰去帮助人。
Helping other people with comfort from God, not from ourselves.
如果我没有体会到神的安慰，那我还是出于自己，那个也没有多大的益处。
If we do not experience the comfort from God, and it still comes from ourselves, it may not help much.
因为我可能用自己的错误去教导别人再犯错误。
Because I might teach other people with my own mistake, and so other people will make mistakes again.
Matthew White, 他是一个歌手，是一个唱片公司的出版制作人。
Matthew White was a musician. He was also a producer of records.
他小的时候受了许多的贫困的苦，所以他信主之后，他就非常珍惜神的恩典。
He was very poor when he was young, so once he believed, he treasured God's love a lot.
有一天他在 Memphis 晚上去 Kroger store 去买东西的时候，
one night he went to Kroger in Memphis to buy things.
有一个年轻的黑人来就问他说，我可不可以先生帮你把 grocery 搬到车上。
There was a young black man coming to him asking him if he can help him to carry his grocery to his car.
在 一起走的过程中，他就问他，知道那个孩子呢才16岁，他的名字叫做 Chauncey Black。
So they, as they walked together, they talked, and Matthew started to understand that this black young child is only 16 years of age.
他说，我住在一个黑人的地区，我跟人要了钱，买了车票到这个白人的区来，我是想能够赚一点零工钱，能够买一些食物回去。
He says he lives in a poor neighborhood. He borrowed money to come to this richer area and hoping he can make some money.
Matthew 就对他说，好，我们再进 Kroger， 你可以买任何你想吃的东西，我来付钱。
So Matthew told him, let's go back to Kroger. We can buy anything you want and I will pay for it.
那不但他替他买了东西，还开车把他载回家。
Not only Matthew bought things for him, he also drove him home.
那到了他家的时候，他才发现，真的，他住的公寓里面只有他母亲跟他，他们家徒四壁，是睡在睡袋上。
And when he went to their apartment, he realized that yes, it is true that only Chancey and his mother were living there. They did not have much furniture. They slept on sleeping bags.
他们家里的冰箱里没有东西。
Their refrigerator was empty.
他的母亲也是 disabled, 不能工作。
His mother was disabled, could not work.
那 Matthew 就问他说，你想要什么东西？
So Matthew asked him, what do you want?
他说，我想要一辆旧的剪草机，我可以替人剪草赚钱。
He said, I would like to have a used lawnmower, so he can do this to earn some money.
那 Matthew 回家就为 Chauncey 就设了一个 GoFundMe 的一个 account 在 internet 上面公布了他的故事。
So Matthew went home and published this story and established a fund for him.
那本来他只想呢得到250块钱买一个剪草机。
And he was hoping to get $250 to buy a lawnmower.
啊，那你们猜猜看，后来他一共募了多少钱
？Can you guess how much money he raised?
啊，20块啊，多少钱？30万。
$300,000.
不但他念大学的钱都有了，还能够帮助他的母亲治病。
Not only there's it's enough for his tuition, it can also help his mother to go through treatment.
这个年轻人他的生命被改变了。
This young man's life was changed.
Matthew 还把 Chauncey 带入了教会青年的团契，让他信了主，体会了神的爱。
Matthew also brought Chauncey to a church youth group.And he believed in Christ and experienced God's love.
Matthew 对他说，你以后你成功了，你也要去帮助其他的人。
Matthew told him, once you become successful, you need to help other people.
这是一个善性的循环。
This is a circling of goodness.
By the way, 他们的名字很有意思，白的叫坏，黑的叫 black.
Their names are very interesting. The white person's last name is white and black person's last name is black.
第三啊，患难能够使我们悔改归正。
Number three, suffering helps us to repent.
我们来念启示录三章十九二十节，请。凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。看哪，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去。我与他，他与我一同作息。刚才我说，患难有的时候是神的管教。
Pastor just mentioned that suffering sometimes is discipline from God.
神管教我们是为爱我们，叫我们改正。
God disciplining us is because God loves us. He wants us to change.
但更重要的是，当我们在患难中，我们才愿意打开我们的心，让耶稣进来。
And what's probably more important is we are willing to open our hearts during our suffering.
所以如果你在患难中而不肯打开你的心来让耶稣进入，那你不是白白受苦吗？
So if we are not willing to open our hearts to let Jesus come in when we suffer, and this suffering is in vain.
因为耶稣进到那里面，他是要与我们一同承受人间的痛苦。
Because Jesus comes into us, he wants to experience such suffering with us together.
只有他在我们里面，我们才有真正的悔改，变成一个新造的人。
Only when Jesus is inside us, we are willing to truly repent to become a new person.
Caddy Stubblefield, 他是正准备要去念大学的那一年，发现到他的男朋友喜欢另外一个女孩子。
Kitty Stubblefield discovered when he was 18, was going to college, that her boyfriend liked another girl.
所以他十分的伤心，一时想不开，就到他哥哥的家里面去，拉了他哥哥的枪，就要自杀。
So she was very depressed, and she went into her brother's room and took a gun and wanted to commit suicide.
当他开枪的时候，那个子弹从他的下颚通过他的鼻子，一直到他的前额出去，就把他的面容给摧毁，但是没有伤到他的脑袋。
The bullet did not kill her, but destroyed her face.
当他被送到医院急救的时候，他嘴唇、鼻子、前额都没有了。
When she was sent to the hospital, she lost her lips, nose, and forehead.
虽然她的命被保留下来，但是她成为一个畸形的人，而且不能吃，也不能说。
Even though she survived, but she became so distorted that she could not eat, could not talk.
医生说可能用移植的手术可以恢复她的面容。
Doctor said by transplantation her face might be restored.
可是一定要有人肯愿意捐这个脸给她。
But there must be somebody who is willing to give donate such a face.
在病床上 ，Kitty 开始反省她的人生，为何我要这样的冲动
？On the hospital bed, Kitty started to think her own life, why she was having going through such impulse decision.
看到她自己原来那么美貌的形象，一下变成这么丑陋，像巫婆一样，她没有活下去的勇气。
Looking at her image before and after, she did not have the courage to continue to live.
她开始向神呼求，神啊，帮助我。
She started to cry to God, asking for help.
很奇妙，差不多等了两年半，有一个人，是一个妇人，她因为用药过量而死亡。
Waiting for 2.5 years, there was a lady who died of drug overdose.
那她愿意捐她的遗体给任何需要的人。
She was willing to donate her body to any thing that's needed.
所以在2017年5月3号的那一天，就开始了在 Cleveland Clinic 一个最复杂的整形手术。
So on May 3rd, 2017, in Cleveland Clinic, there was the most difficult, complicated restoration operation.
11位医生经过了36个小时马拉松式的手术，把这一个31岁女人的脸装到了20岁女孩的脸上。
After 11 doctors and 36 hours, they transplanted this 31-year-old lady's face onto this face of this 20-year-old young girl.
Katie, 她虽然得到的新的脸庞比不上她以前的美丽，但是她一再的感谢上帝。
Even though her new face is not as pretty as before, but she was very thankful to God.
她仍然在治疗中，希望能够用她这个新的脸。
She's still going through treatment.
但是她一再的说，她说我要继续的活下去，我要帮助其他的年轻人，告诉他们不要做伤害自己的事，因为最终是上帝所不允许。
She said she wanted to continue to live and to help other people don't do such stupid things because God does not allow this.
苦难可能是自己找来的，也可能是别人错误所造成的。
suffering could be gotten by ourselves, could also be due to other people's mistakes.
但重要的是，我们有没有一个悔改的心，愿意让耶稣来管理我们的人生，帮助我们改变。
What's important is do we, if we have such a heart that, that are willing to let God come to help us.
如果我们愿意，那个苦难就有意义了。
If we are willing, then this suffering is meaningful.
第四，苦难使我们能得将来的荣耀。
Number four, suffering prepares us for the future glory.
请大家一起念《哥林多后书》第二章四到十六到十八节，请。所以我们不丧胆。外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新是一天。我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。我们用什么样的尺度去衡量我们的人生比我们人生拥有什么更重要？
What ruler do we use to measure our life, is more important than what we own in our lives?
因为尺度不对，你所累积的也不对。
The metric we use to measure our lives, if it's wrong, then what you accumulate is also wrong.
今生的尺度是越多越好，但事实上一样都带不进永生。
The metric we often use is the more the better, but nothing we can bring with us into eternity.
所以我们应当用永恒的尺度来衡量短暂的今生。
So we need to use the measure of eternal lives to measure today's life.
这个短永远有永恒的尺度就是神的话。
This eternal measure is God's word.
因为圣灵会用这个尺度来帮助我们衡量我们的人生。
Because the Holy Spirit can help us to measure our lives using this measure.
神不但是慈爱的，他也是公平的。
God is not only love, he is also just.
因为他会赏善报恶。
He will punish, he will reward.
这样的信心使我们能够承受苦难。
This kind of faith can help us to go through suffering.
Martin.And Gracia Burhan 是一对在 New Tribe Mission 的宣教士。
Martin and Gracia Burnham is a pair of missionaries in the New Tribes.
他们花了十七年在菲律宾的土族当中做宣教的工作。
They spent 17 years to preach gospel in the indigenous people of Philippines.
马丁他原来是飞行员，所以他驾着小飞机在菲律宾许多的小岛之间飞来飞去。
Martin was a pilot, so he flew around many different islands in Philippines.
他载着宣教士，也带着他们所需要的一切物资，包括牛奶、面包这些等等，去供应他们的，帮助他们。
He carried missionaries and carried things, the necessary things for these missionaries.
每一次他飞机降落的时候，这些土族、这些原住民就会围上来。
Every time after his plane landed, the indigenous people would come to him.
他们生了两个儿子，一个女儿。
They have two sons and one daughter.
当他们在庆祝结婚十八年纪念的时候，他们到菲律宾南边的一个度假胜地区。
They celebrated their 18 years of marriage anniversary in a southern part of Philippines. That's a vacation resort.
没想到却遇上了叛军来抢夺人质。
But unfortunately, there was militant group of Philippines, they came to take hostages.
他们抢了二十多个人，然后把他们关在荒岛上面，前后有一年多的光景。
They took 20 some hostages and put them in a deserted island for about a year.
叛军要求100万美金赎他们两人。
the militant group asked for $1 million to as ransom for these two people.
那他们在美国的朋友凑了$30多万去送给他们，没想到去的人都被杀了。
Their friends gathered about $300K and tried to take them out, but those people who went there was also killed.
这个叛军送出来的照片、录像中传遍了世界，成为大家关心的焦点。
So the militants sent out these pictures and videos. It became news at that time.
2002年6月7号，菲律宾的政府派出了抢救人质的行动。
So June 7th, 2002, the Philippine government sent a group of soldiers to rescue these.
最后暴徒被消灭，但是呢，马丁牧师也被打死了。
And the militant group got wiped out, but unfortunately, Martin was also killed.
他的妻子 Gracia 腿中弹，但是被抢救了出来。
His wife Gracia was wounded but was rescued.
哦，那是一个非常伤痛的日子。
It was a sad day.
许多的问题都得不到答案。
Many questions had no answers.
Gracia 带着她的孩子回到了 Kansas.
Gracia went back to Kansas with her children.
在她丈夫的葬礼中，她仍然公开的感谢上帝。
But during the funeral of her husband, she was openly thanking God.
他说不论是去的或留下来的都是上帝的美意。
She said, those who left or those who remain are God's will.
Gracia 从悲痛当中站立起来。
And she stood up in her sorrow.
他写了两本书，一本叫做在我敌人面前，另外一本是重新起飞。
She wrote two books. One is called In the Presence of My Enemies, and the other one is called Fly Again.
感动了百万以上的灵魂。
It moved more than 1 million souls.
Gracia, 他在各处教会群众当中演讲传耶稣基督的福音。
Gracia also preached in many, many groups.
他先生被主接去之后，他所带领信主的人比以前多了不知多少倍。
After her husband was killed, because of her preaching, so many more people believed in God than before.
她一直说她相信她的丈夫在天上等着她，一同领取神给他们的奖赏。
So she believes that her husband is waiting for her in heaven to receive the crown from God.
她相信那个是最荣耀的一刻。
She believed that's the most highest glory.
莉莉亚也在这一个宣道组织当中。
Pastor's daughter Lydia is also belongs to this missionary group.
生命一定会有苦难，但是苦难有它的益处。
Life is full of suffering, but suffering has meaning.
神所命定的苦难是要成全他的工作。
The suffering that's predestined by God is to accomplish His works.
只要我们配合，我们不会白白受苦。
As long as we work with God, the suffering will not go in vain.
因为耶稣已经给我们立下了一个最好的榜样。
Because Jesus has set up a best example for us.
神所允许的苦难能够使我们经历神的爱。
Suffering allowed by God can help us to experience God's love.
能够装备我们去安慰别人，
can equip us to minister to others，
能够使我们悔改来归从他，
can help us to repent，
最后能够使我们得到荣耀，
can also prepare us for the future glory。
你在患难中吗？
Are you in suffering？
你要是紧紧地依靠他，你就能得救。
Rely on God steadfastly, you will be saved。
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray。
感谢天父，你的眼目从来不离开你儿女的身上。
We thank you, Heavenly Father. Your eyes never depart from us.
在顺利，在失望，在荣耀，在苦难，你都永远坐着为王。
Whether in good times or difficult times, you're always the king.
求天父帮助我们能够在苦难中紧紧地抓住你。
May Heavenly Father help us so we can grab onto you steadfastly during suffering.
有的时候可能我们受不了，我们会松开手，但是天父啊，抓住我们。
Sometimes we may not be able to endure. We might give up our hands, but God, please hold on to us.
因为我们曾经也愿意打开我们的心，让耶稣到我们的里面来。
Because we once were willing to open our hearts to let Jesus come to us.
求主成为我们灵魂的牧人，引导我们一生。
May our Lord make us the shepherds for spirit and lead us.
奉耶稣基督的名祈祷。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。